Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Many believers are under spiritual attack. And here's the thing. They don't know it. How can you fight an enemy if you don't even know you have an enemy, if you think it's yourself? There are many believers that are under attacks of loneliness, under attacks of depression, under attacks of fear. There's so many areas. Once you can identify that these attacks are demonic, you can throw them out the window every time. You ready? Ryan, you remind me so much of myself. When you were a young person, you were gifted, and you didn't even realize you were gifted. You had no grid. You had no education in things of the Bible, in things of the supernatural. And then you had a relative that, how cruel can humans be? He locked you in a closet, and what did he do?
Yeah, well, he locked me in and told me ghost stories and scary stories, which really opened up the gateway to the supernatural on the dark side. Of course, in our family, we didn't understand the principles of the Bible, as you said. We didn't understand the gospel. And I really believe this is one of the great dangers, Sid, of a generation that's void of the supernatural.
But it's not void of the supernatural, because wherever you look on television, in school, they've got the supernatural of the devil on display. They just don't say it's the devil.
That's
what happened to you. And you got into things like hypnosis and New Age and all the things that everyone's getting into today. And today they have all these games that open the doors and videos and movies. And you're doing just fine, you thought, until the best thing that ever could happen to you happened. You got arrested.
Right.
What did you do?
Yeah, well, this just led me down a pathway of darkness. You know, when you're introduced to darkness, you're going to live in that dark realm. So I kept advancing darker and darker into that dark supernatural realm and not the supernatural realm of angels and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. So now, as a teenager, I'm looking for some kind of thrilling activity. So I've got friends that are going on these excursions to see how much merchandise they can steal out of a store. And I get swept up in this. And so I'm doing this not for the merchandise, but for the thrill of this adventure, or so we think. And I get caught, and I end up spending a weekend in juvenile hall. And in that weekend, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because in that weekend, God sent somebody to preach the gospel. And I prayed a prayer, Sid, that is still working in my life all these years later. I basically said, it's the prayer that everybody prays when they get in trouble, but God really hears it and answers it. I said, God, if you deliver me out of this situation and get me out of this, I'm going to serve you the rest of my life. And I can't tell you how many times, being in Haiti and sleeping under a mosquito net, traveling around the world, being away from my family, God has reminded me of that prayer.
That prayer
took my life in a whole new direction.
I mean, you opened yourself up to a lot of demonic spirits.
I did. And I got saved, and I was probably like a lot of people. And this is why I'm passionate about this message. message of overcoming spiritual attack, because many people get saved, Sid, and they're going to what I call a nice church. That's what I was doing. You know, we loved Jesus, we sang songs, but we didn't understand breaking the power of the enemy. We didn't understand spiritual attacks. We didn't understand the realm of the spirit. So fortunately, I end up through a supernatural event. The voice of the Lord comes to me in a service and says, I've called you. I'm then given a tape series by Norval Hayes on the spirit of prophecy. Now, remember, I am prophetically gifted, but not trained. So I end up going to his Bible college. I'm there the first day. His daughter's directing the school, and she calls me out with a word of knowledge. Yes. You see, one revelation can turn your life in a whole nother direction. And that's why we need churches and ministries and Christians and people that believe in God's supernatural realm and operate in the gifts of the Spirit and the power of the anointing and the glory of God. Because when you have a bondage, when you're under that cloud of depression and you're under that cloud of heaviness, you're under that financial attack, that marriage attack, that mind attack, you need supernatural insight and you need supernatural power to break it. Now, Sid, sometimes people get so far under an attack that they need the help of somebody else's faith or anointing to break through. And that's where I was, because I didn't know how to break through. So I'm there in Bible college. I'm called out through a word of knowledge. The attack is discerned, and then it's broken just like that. Now, here's what happened to me. I leave that class. I go back to the place I'm staying at. The Bible says the thief comes immediately to steal. Immediately he comes to steal the word. When you get a healing, the devil comes to tell you you're going to get sick again. When you get a breakthrough from a spiritual attack, the devil tells you you're going to fall back into that. Immediately he comes. Right after I get set free, I'm sitting alone and the enemy says to me, they embarrassed you. They shouldn't have called you out and prayed for you in front of everybody. And I'm warring with this in my mind, because your mind, without the word of God, will think crazy thoughts. That's why you've got to have teaching, and that's why you've got to understand how to renew your mind. And so my mind starts agreeing with the voice of the enemy and says, that's right, they shouldn't have. Thank God for the voice of the Lord, because the Lord says to me, did you come here to get free, or did you come here to serve your pride? And in that moment, I got a revelation that changed my whole life. When you want to be free, you're desperate, Sid. You don't care what it takes. You don't care how hard it is. You know, I remember one night preaching at this place, and the Lord gave me a word of knowledge about breaking the spirit of lust off people. And it's a long story. We don't have time to get into it, but it was challenging. I didn't want to do it. In realms of freedom, there are radical realms of obedience. And I told the Lord, I don't want to give this word of knowledge. I don't want to pray for people about this. This is embarrassing. And the Lord said, then you can do the meeting on your own. I said, I don't want to do that, Jesus. So I began to give the word, and I'm praying in a prayer line, and this man grabs me. Now, I learned something from this about how to break a spiritual attack. This man grabs me, and I thought he had a demon. I thought he was attacking me, because that has happened to me before. He grabs me, and he says these words to me. He says, preacher, you are not going to leave me until I get free. Sid, when he said that to me, it was like 1,000 volts of electricity shot down from my head to my toes. I leaped forward and laid hands on him. The power of God hit him, and down he went. He said, I was molested as a child repeatedly, and a dark cloud came into my room one night and entered into my body, and I've been bound ever since. No matter what I've tried to do, I've been bound. But through desperation, he got free. And one of the keys to breaking a spiritual attack, you've got to get desperate, that you don't care about your pride, you don't care what it costs you, you don't care what it looks like.
Define for me spiritual attack.
Oh, it's a great question, because most people don't recognize it. And recognition is half of the battle. So a spiritual attack, you say, well, the devil's stupid. But you have to understand, the devil has studied humanity for its entire existence. There are demons of anger. There are demons of depression. There are demons of fear. I had the spirit of fear. That was one of the demons that plagued me. It's a literal spirit. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. There are classes of demon powers. And God has given us the gift of the discerning of spirits to recognize and discern these. Every believer has that. But a spiritual attack is a coordinated series of events coming from the realm of hell to stall out destiny and to shipwreck your faith. So I want to give the picture, Sid. In hell, they have planning sessions. where they say, here's how we're going to target this person. They understand the destiny declared over someone, sometimes far greater than we understand it. I had a prophetic destiny. God had called me to the realm of seeing and knowing. And so the enemy, how does he come? He comes with a counterfeit. He comes with familiar spirits, with dark side stuff, with hypnosis. He comes to get me off track. In a spiritual attack, sometimes it begins many, many years ago. Even as a child, the devil starts introducing things to you.
Well, with you, it started as a toddler.
Literally.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, not only was he set free, but he says, once you identify what the enemy is doing, who your enemy is, it's easy to get free. Now, he moves in amazing signs and wonders, but this is off the table. He sees someone that has no eye on one side and the other side, no pupil, totally blind. This person ends up seeing. But I haven't told you the great miracle yet. It's way beyond what you think. I'll be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits. Now you can be mentored and operating in the miraculous, and also receive your own supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place.
Whatever you're facing, family problems, financial worries, sickness, depression, this network will make a difference in your life.
Whenever, wherever. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, you made a very profound statement. You said, if you can recognize a spiritual attack, you can conquer it, as if to say many people don't even recognize it.
Absolutely. This is one of the critical things, and I preach on this and teach on this. It's in the book, but it's half the battle, Sid, because here's what people find, and they tell me. They say, I'm just going through this thing, and I don't know how I got here. I'm having a blue Monday. I'm having a bad day. But do you know, a spiritual attack is multi-pronged. The devil doesn't just come after your mind. He comes after your mind, after your marriage, after your finances, and the ultimate goal is to separate you from destiny. One of the strongest, greatest revelations we can have is what we were put on planet Earth to do. And the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit is attached to our destiny. So if the enemy gets us separated from destiny, he gets us separated from the power. And if we're separated from the power, we're empty. So we recognize an attack, and that's step one to breaking it. It's not random. It's coordinated, and it's got an intention to shipwreck your faith, to get you so discouraged you don't believe God anymore, to get you so discouraged you forgot about the prophetic words, you forgot about the promises. And many people, even watching this today, this is what they're going through. They're under a cloud of heaviness. They're under depression. They've got fear of leaving their own home. They're under financial attack. But if they look deeper, they're also giving up on the call of God. They're giving up on the plan of God. The devil's not just after your money. He's not just after your car. He's not just after your child. He's after your destiny and your assignment as a child of God.
Well, if that man had not gone to the jail and led him to the Lord, what you're about ready to hear could not have happened. He's in Belize, Central America, and he's ready to speak, and he hears the voice of God. What did God tell you?
Well, the first great miracle I ever saw was in America, and it was a blind lady being healed. So I'm in Belize. I'm getting ready to minister, and the Lord says, don't preach. Tell a story. Now, you know, Jesus can do more with a story than all of our revelation. And revelation accesses faith, and faith moves the substance of heaven into earth. So faith moves healing into earth. Faith moves victory into earth. Faith moves the angelic realm into earth. But revelation is the stairway into faith. What is revelation? It's understanding what God is saying. So God says to me, don't preach. Tell a story. Tell the story of the first miracle you ever saw. saw. So I'm telling this story about this blind lady, and in the middle of it said, out of my spirit, it hits my mouth before my brain can understand it. I say, and tonight God's going to heal the blind. So that night, there's a young lady. She's blind. She's never seen in her entire life. She got some type of fever type of thing as an infant. It destroyed her eyes. She's got an empty eye socket and a white eyeball. She comes to the front to receive her miracle. And the voice of God says plainly to me, she's going to see. So I'm praying, but I won't close my eyes, Sid, because I want to see God paint a pupil and put a new eyeball. So I'm watching, and nothing that I can see happens. But remember what the Lord said. The Lord said, she's going to see. But she's still got a white eyeball with no pupil and an empty eye socket. So honestly, I'm not sure if she's seen or not. And so I say to her, I want you to follow me. And we look at her to figure out, what is she seeing out of? Do you know what she saw out of the white eyeball?
I can see. Thank you, Jesus. I can see.
Then she covers the white eyeball.
How many fingers do you see?
She props open the empty socket, and she's seeing out of the empty socket.
But wait, that's impossible. You can't see out of an empty socket unless God is real, unless all things are possible. Guess what? God is real. All things are possible. Now, in the Bible, we talk about people, we read about people that have nothing. And our world's falling apart. Tell me very briefly about when that happened to David.
The enemy has one opportunity with us, and it's deception. He's been crushed, he's been defeated, he's been dethroned, and we have been given all power, all authority. But if he can get us to believe he has authority, then we give him authority. And so he deceives us. He makes us think, well, this has happened to you because you're out of the will of God. David's in Ziklag, in the will of God, comes home, family gone, houses burned, and suddenly, Sid, the people turn on him. See, in a spiritual attack, the devil hits you on all sides. Mm-hmm. And David all of a sudden says, bring me an ephod. Now listen to this. He says, I'm not going to forget who I am. Bring me that garment of identity. A spiritual attack comes to separate you from your identity. And one of the things you need to do to get free from an attack is remind yourself of who God said you are. Get those prophetic words out. You keep on preaching. You keep on prophesying. You keep on marketplace ministering. You keep on raising your children. Whatever God's called you to do, in the midst of an attack, you wrap yourself in that ephod and you square your shoulders up for battle and say, I am who God says I am. And that's what David did.
Okay. When we come back, this will amaze you. I want him to identify some areas that perhaps you're under spiritual attack. And then I want him to tell us how we can get free. Be right back.
There is a real unseen enemy, Satan, who wants to invade your mind, hold you back, bring confusion, despair, hopelessness, sickness, destroy your relationships, and block you from fulfilling your God-given destiny. The devil wants to rob you of all the blessings and favor that God wants you to receive. Sickness, poverty, depression, fear, anxiety, and so much more originate from the invisible world. Ryan LaStrange wants to give you the supernatural keys to walk every day in freedom and victory over the forces of darkness. Call now and get Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed 4-part audio CD teaching set, Overcoming Spiritual Attack. Begin to walk in the blessings and favor of God. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural viewers. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9438. Through Ryan LaStrange's book and audio CD teaching series, you receive a strategic battle guide for spiritual warfare that will help you to never be caught off guard by the enemy again. You and your loved ones will receive practical God-given keys to seeing into the spiritual realm. Understand how to identify the very root that opened the door to the enemy's attacks. Discern between the voice of God that brings victory and Satan's voice that leads to destruction. Be empowered to exercise your authority as a believer and defeat the strategies of the enemy before he attacks. Learn to see in the spirit through inner visions, night visions, open visions, and in prophetic dreams. Understand the three common types of spiritual attacks and how to overcome them. Obtain victory over the spirits of sickness, fear, depression, despair, and poverty. Through Ryan's anointed audio CD series, you receive empowering teachings including breaking spiritual attacks, identifying 8 symptoms of spiritual attacks. Receive an impartation of the breaker anointing.
You can get free from the attack. Every weapon the devil throws at you, you say, I know how to get rid of that.
Don't miss out on getting Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed 4-part audio CD teaching set, Overcoming Spiritual Attack. Begin to walk in the blessings and favor of God. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural viewers. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9438. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9438 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
There are, let's call them, symptoms of spiritual attack. Tell us a few that we might not even think of. You mentioned one to me that I never even thought about it. Loneliness.
Loneliness, yeah. The enemy plays a real trick on people's minds in the area of loneliness. Delayed promises. You know, there's a kairos time for every prophetic promise. And Galatians talks about we will reap if we faint not. Well, the enemy tries to weary us, that we give up on the promise. You were talking earlier about a prophetic promise in your own life. Sometimes there's a passing of time. Confusion about purpose is another attack. People get confused about what am I supposed to do? Do you know a spiritual attack can actually create physical fatigue and exhaustion? Elisha was under the juniper tree and couldn't wake up. He was under an attack of heaviness. So there's many, many symptoms. And if you can identify the symptoms, you can recognize the attack. That's a key.
You told me you were at a major ministry and you were explaining these principles. And then what? And this is a large ministry. These are really quality people. And they came up to you, members of this ministry, and what did they say?
They said, when I hear you describe these symptoms, I have the majority or several of them said every single symptom, and I had no idea I was under an attack. Will you pray and break it? And we started praying and breaking it, and that breaker anointing, that Micah 2:13 breaker anointing came into that room,
Amen.
And God started setting those people free.
Is it difficult? Was it difficult for, I mean, you did so much junk before you were a believer, as I did too, as many of you did. Was it difficult for you to get free once you were desperate and you wanted to be?
No, it wasn't, Sid. And here's the thing. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And, you know, as you're talking, I just feel right now the power of the Holy Ghost coming to set people free. It's not hard for you to get set free. I see people with attacks of confusion. I see somebody with the spirit of fear that you're fearful to leave your house. I believe even here in the studio audience, people are under attack. Someone has a frozen shoulder. There's a spirit of infirmity. Your shoulder can't move. It's being healed right now. Somebody else, your neck. You had an injury and they fused something together. The Lord is miraculously healing your neck. I want to pray for you. I want to ask the audience at home and in here to lift your voice right now and begin to cry out to the Lord. Come on, lift your voices and begin to cry out to the Lord right now. Father, I thank you for that Micah 2:13 breaker anointing. I break the spirit of fear. I command the spirit of fear to loose people. I command the spirit of pain and infirmity to loose people. I command deafness to loose people. Somebody that their left side's not been restored after a stroke. I release the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ on your left side. I say receive a miracle right now. I break confusion. Prophets that are confused, I break that spirit of confusion and I say you will and you shall prophesy with clarity. I release that breaker anointing now in the name of Jesus. Be free right now in Jesus' name. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
You know, some of you may be thinking, well, if I could just get a hold of those two guys and they would set me free. If the King of the universe lives inside of you, Jesus the Messiah, if you have repented of your sins and been born from above, you are qualified to cast out demons, pray for the sick, speak in new tongues. Give me a break. There's millions of people that are going to need your help shortly. And God has chosen you. Now, what are you going to do about it? The choice is yours. This is your moment. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
There is a real unseen enemy, Satan, who wants to invade your mind, hold you back, bring confusion, despair, hopelessness, sickness, destroy your relationships, and block you from fulfilling your God-given destiny. The devil wants to rob you of all the blessings and favor that God wants you to receive. Sickness, poverty, depression, fear, anxiety, and so much more originate from the invisible world. Ryan LaStrange wants to give you the supernatural keys to walk every day in freedom and victory over the forces of darkness. Call now and get Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Overcoming Spiritual Attack. Begin to walk in the blessings and favor of God. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural viewers. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9438.
We live in a realm of tension between two worlds. The invisible realm, the realm of angels, the realm of demons, and many people are under a cloud. They think they're having a bad day. They think they're just having a marriage issue. They think they're just having a family issue. But behind the scenes in the realm of the spirit, there is an adversary. And if we can open people's eyes to the actual attack of the adversary, we can equip them to break free.
Through Ryan LaStrange's book and audio CD teaching series, you receive a strategic battle guide for spiritual warfare that will help you to never be caught off guard by the enemy again. You and your loved ones will receive practical God-given keys to seeing into the spiritual realm. Understand how to identify the very root that opened the door to the enemy's attacks. Discern between the voice of God that brings victory and Satan's voice that leads to destruction. Be empowered to exercise your authority as a believer and defeat the strategies of the enemy before he attacks. Learn to see in the spirit through inner visions, night visions, open visions, and in prophetic dreams. Understand the three common types of spiritual attacks and how to overcome them. Obtain victory over the spirits of sickness, fear, depression, despair, and poverty. Through Ryan's anointed audio CD series, you receive empowering teachings including breaking spiritual attacks, identifying eight symptoms of spiritual attacks, receive an impartation of the breaker anointing. The audio series includes Ryan's powerful prayers of deliverance.
Even more important than identifying the attack, you will learn step by step how you can get free from the attack. I mean, could you imagine living in the presence of God and every weapon the devil throws at you, you say, oh, I know what that is. I know how to get rid of that.
Don't miss out on getting Ryan LaStrange's brand new book and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Overcoming Spiritual Attack. Begin to walk in the blessings and favor of God. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural viewers. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9438. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9438 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest has learned how to partner with angels for creative miracles. And he says any true believer can learn to partner with angels.